Can we talk about how incredible our skin is? It's our protector, while also being a litmus test of how our body is doing physically and emotionally. Join host Nicole Berry as she unravels the mysteries around our skin on the new series, Skin Queries, a podcast brought to you by Ruby Studio from iHeartMedia. Nutrition, sun exposure, stress. She gets to the heart of how to make everybody glow from the inside out. Listen to Skin Queries on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
High Five Casino. High Five Casino is a social casino with real prizes and big Vegas hits at highfivecasino.com. The hottest games right from Vegas and all winnings go straight to your bank account. Hundreds of exclusive games, free daily rewards, and come back to get free coins every 4 hours. Only at highfivecasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details at highthenumber5casino.com.
High Five Casino.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen.
It's up, it's up.
And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way.
It's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to The Best of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
Everyone in these parts is going crazy over the New York Knicks and, oh, the possibilities. Could this be the year where they break the drought and get to the NBA Finals? Where they break the drought. I should say get to the NBA Finals for the first time in 25 years.
Yeah, that's
Last time was 1999, right?
That's
the lockout shortened
right there,
season, yes. And I covered that series a generation ago. They lost in five to the Spurs. Or, man, could they actually win their first championship in 51 years? 1973, the last time they won. And I hate to say this, Rob, but it is the truth. When the Knicks won their two championships, 1973 especially, half of the best players in the world were in the ABA. It's just true.
Yeah, but there's nothing that they could do about that.
I know, but I'm just saying.
Okay.
You do what you want with that, but it is the truth. Half of the best players in the world were not.
What do you want them to
the
do?
NBA
play in the other league?
No, but I want to give the ABA players just as much credit. I want to give Dr. J just as much credit for his two rings in the ABA as the Knicks and the Lakers with Jerry West and Wilt Chamberlain. And Jerry West, Oscar Robertson, and the Knicks, that's just to name a few, their only championships came while half of the best players in the world weren't even in the NBA. I'm just saying. So let's give Dr. J and those ABA stars just as much credit for their rings as we give the NBA during that period of the ABA.
Well,
but
the
anyway,
only problem is, yeah, you have digressed on that.
Oh, go ahead. You got something
to
say about it.
Only just that. Well, the only reason you don't give them as much credit is one league survived and the other one didn't. That's why. If it was the other way around and it was the ABA we're talking about and the NBA was the one to put five teams into the ABA, then it would be the reverse, right?
I agree.
That's the only reason.
But also, yeah, because the ABA, the thing that really made me start thinking about this, Rob, they used to play exhibition games, the ABA and the NBA, against each other. You know this. Every year they played well over 100, I think about 150-something total. The last 3 years they played exhibition games before the merger, the ABA won like 64% of them.
Yeah, I don't doubt,
so
I don't doubt what
arguable,
you're saying.
Yeah, that was a –
But you know
least,
what I'm saying.
It was a, right. No, I get – although I do wonder, had that been the case – they may have got grandfathered those rings in somehow or something like that. So I just think the ABA, considering that it was, I would say at least as good as the NBA, if not better. I know they didn't have as many teams and all that, but I think you got to give those guys credit. All right, but anyway, Rob, here's, we want to talk about the Knicks and Draymond Green. I'm catching flack. I think you're catching flack because we're saying Jalen Brunson is not a superstar. Well, Draymond Green has joined you and me in catching flack, not for saying Brunson's not a superstar, but for saying this on his podcast.
In the Eastern Conference, you can get to the conference finals a la Atlanta Hawks with like playing very mid teams. And so that's kind of what y'all are doing right now. And I think what this is setting up for y'all up for is what happened to the Atlanta Hawks 3 years ago when they made the conference finals and they never got back. Another team to Another team that did this to give you some perspective on this was the Portland Trailblazers years ago when they had Al-Farouq Aminu, Allen Crabbe, all those guys. They had all those guys, and they went to the conference finals, and we swept them pretty much without Steph Curry. They ran off and paid all of those guys because they thought they had a team that had a chance, and it was a fluke. And so that's what the Knicks are setting y'all up for right now, and it'll be probably another 15 years of misery that we all will sit around and laugh at Knicks fans with their delusion
all
about.
Right, here we go. Knicks for clicks.
That's just,
you don't,
that's
believe
just what
it, you know what's going to happen.
Who is that with him? Does anybody know who that was? Okay, we don't know who that guy is on there with him. But Rob?
It sounded like a Knicks fan because he was already.
Yeah, definitely was a Knicks guy. Rob? He's right. He is so right. Now, I disagree. I don't even disagree a lot, but it's possible if the Knicks make the right moves in the summer that they add a star, whether it's trading Julius Randle, some of those draft picks, whatever, to get another star with Jalen Brunson. It's possible that they could really become a legit contender. But Draymond Green is on the money. The Eastern Conference is fugazi. It was fugazi when you were healthy. And now without Giannis, without Dame, at least in part, with Joel Embiid on one tire, with the Boston Celtics even without Kristaps Porzingis, with Jimmy Butler out for Miami, it is a fugazi conference. The Western Conference is the varsity. The Eastern Conference is the JV. The Knicks would not be doing this in the East. Or in the West. And he is absolutely right. This team is not one of the elite teams in the league. They are doing great. I have nothing but respect for them. Jalen Brunson, Tom Thibodeau, OG Anunoby, Isaiah Hartenstein, Josh Hart, Dante DiVincenzo, all of them. They are doing outstanding work. But they are not in the class of the Nuggets, the T-Wolves, and teams like, and I don't even think the Celtics, although I got worries about the Celtics' mental state, but I think Draymond's right, Rob. This is a wonderful story, but don't be fooled if you think it's an elite team that, you know, as constructed right now, is about to go on some type of great run.
Right. Well, I've said it. What did I say that last week or a couple days ago? That they've been, you know, more lucky than good and situations and circumstances. We talked about all the close games easily. What was their first five games or whatever it was, or first seven with the point differential was five?
Well, we did. The series with Philly, right? Well, they won that series by 1 point, even though they won the series, obviously.
And right now, Chris, is plus 14 in eight games. All these have been real razor close, where they could have gone the other way. They got some bad calls. Their opponents got bad calls at the Madison Square Garden in a few games. So there's a lot of things
both
going.
Both series, too.
Yeah, both. Definitely. But the other thing is, it is about what they can do to improve on this.
Right.
If it's just stay pat like you got the magic formula, then you're going to be in for a rude awakening because of all the injuries in the East and what's happened. So if Draymond, you know, on that, I get it. Draymond, He did a little lecture to rub it in on Knicks fans, which is fine. I mean, I have no issue with that. But the premise is not far-fetched.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And we'll see what the Knicks do this offseason. That's the key. Now, you know, tonight's a huge game. Obviously, they win tonight. They should win the series, go up 3-0. But Indiana, with the Knicks ailing, and look, Indiana, Rob, they're kind of playing with house money because they're so young. But to me, if they lose this series, it's not a death knell again because they're young. But they should not lose this series. With the Knicks so beat up, Indiana could easily be up 2-0. And not just because of calls. But these games have been close enough where they could have won both. And if they can't beat the Knicks with Jalen Brunson playing on a bad foot and OG Anunoby out at least for this game and probably more, then they don't deserve to win. And they really need to do some soul searching in the offseason.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, I'm Doug Gottlieb. The podcast is called All Ball. We usually talk all basketball all the time, but it's more about the stories about what made these people love their sport and all the interesting interactions along the way. We talk to coaches. We talk to players. We tell you stories. You download it. You listen to it. I think you'll like it. Listen to All Ball with Doug Gottlieb on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Can we talk about how incredible our skin is? It's our protector, while also being a litmus test of how our body is doing physically and emotionally. Our skin sends us important messages about our lifestyle, nutrition, and how we feel. It plays such an important role on how we see ourselves and how the world sees us. So let's shine a spotlight on our skin. Let's go deep into skin health, what it means, what it looks like, and how to have it. Join host Nicole Berry as she unravels the mysteries around our skin on the new series, Skin Queries, a podcast brought to you by Ruby Studio from iHeartMedia. With help from people with real-life stories and experts of all sorts, she gets to the heart of what makes us glow from the inside out. Listen to Skin Queries on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
The following is a high-five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
I won! Yahoo! Private, put down your phone. This is the army.
Sarge, High Five Casino is a social casino. It's on your phone. Goes wherever you go. I win free spins, cash, prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. I won again!
Platoon, present cell phone. High Five!
High Five!
Casino!
Casino!
Win at HighFiveCasino.com!
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Caitlin Clark, we've talked ad nauseum about what will the impact be that she has on the WNBA. Will she have the impact that everybody's assuming she will have, or will she kind of fade away like a lot of the great players have in the WNBA who were wonderful college players but weren't able to really put the WNBA on the map, so to speak? Well, Rob, in her first preseason game in Indiana, so her first home preseason game, she is at the Knicks-Pacers game, by the way. They showed her on TV. Rob, for a preseason game on a Thursday night, 13,000 fans. Now, here's the perspective, and it was at the Pacers Arena. Last year, the Fever, the Indiana Fever, the WNBA team, averaged 4,000 fans per game last year. So that is significant. That is an absolute boost, to say the least. So far, Rob, and we haven't even started the real season, but so far, the Caitlin Clark effect is in full effect.
I think she's just, as I said to you before, she's the Harlem Globetrotter. She will attract people. I don't think that there's even any issue about that, or people who want to see her, who didn't get to see her during the college, if they come there. You know what I mean? She comes to that town or whatever.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
it's the rest of the league that we're talking about. Her team and the game she plays in, for at least in the beginning, Chris, people are going to want to see what can she do. Is she putting up the logo threes? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
All that. There will be tickets. It's the second time around, the third time around. Do you know what I mean? Like the initial? Yes.
Initially, of course.
Yes, initially.
And then she will have to play really well. Like, I was just talking with Alex during a break about it. And
Alex was talking about the WNBA?
Yeah, yeah. And I think, Rob, he was kind of saying if she's dominant, that could hurt because people will be like, well, what's the competition? I'm like, no. I think the best thing for her, for the WNBA,
no, they want to see a ball out,
would be if she is dominant. If she averages 24 and 9 assists as a rookie, and the Indiana Fever are good. Like, they need her to be dominant, Rob. And I think if she is, you're right. I mean, but that's all you can ask for.
No, I'm not.
Is that people go to her games. And if people really go to her games, and then, you know, she's playing really well, and then in the playoffs they want to see her play, that will spread out to the other teams. It'll spread out. And, Rob, it might put, again, in college you've got players now because of her to a large degree, like Paige Beckers at UConn, Juju Watkins at USC, that people are going to be watching for. And so then when they enter the league, like, she could have a whole trickle-down effect where, yeah, it starts with just people going to the Fever games, but then it spreads out. Because I think, I mean, obviously the NBA was in pretty good shape when Michael Jordan joined it. But when he joined it, that didn't have an impact on the Sacramento Kings ticket sales. But eventually, because people fell in love with him and he was so great and he brought so many casual fans, it does trickle down to everybody else. I think that's what they're hoping with the WNBA.
My thing would be just curious of the preseason game or whatever. What was the attendance around the rest of the league?
I don't even know how you expect.
I don't.
Heard that to have an effect on the rest of the league.
No, but the rest of the other game, there was another preseason game that day. 5,000
probably was which what is
which is what the
year,
league right which
better.
Is what the league is right. And I'm just saying, I agree, Chris.
But don't you think if she's let's say other teams don't sell more than they did last year,
right?
But the Fever blow up. Don't you think if she's really good, that's going to impact eventually the rest of the league?
I'm not sure. I'm really not, because
I mean, she did that for women's basketball, college basketball.
But I want to see, after people have seen her in person once or twice,
you don't get tired of seeing a great player.
Oh, I'm just saying. I mean,
people want to keep seeing LeBron. They want to keep seeing Michael. I get it. She's not. I'm not saying she's that. But she is fun to watch. She's not just piling up points.
That's not
she's
what
fun
I'm
to
just,
watch.
I have to believe it for me to think that she's going to sell out every single one of her games for the next 5 years.
Well, I don't even, 13,000.
Well, you know what I mean.
I don't know that that's even a sell. I mean, certainly they can hold more in the arena. I don't know if they put tarp on the top or not.
Yeah.
But
that sounds like about right, Chris. NBA arenas aren't that big, right? Are they?
Well, no, they're bigger there. They hold roughly 18? 20. I mean, yeah, anywhere from 18 to over 20, you know. Average is probably 19, 20.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Can we talk about how incredible our skin is? It's our protector, while also being a litmus test of how our body is doing physically and emotionally. Our skin sends us important messages about our lifestyle, nutrition, and how we feel. It plays such an important role on how we see ourselves and how the world sees us. So let's shine a spotlight on our skin. Let's go deep into skin health, what it means, what it looks like, and how to have it. Join host Nicole Berry as she unravels the mysteries around our skin on the new series, Skin Queries, a podcast brought to you by Ruby Studio from iHeartMedia. With help from people with real-life stories and experts of all sorts, she gets to the heart of what makes us glow from the inside out. Listen to Skin Queries on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
The following is a high-five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
I won! Yahoo! Private, put down your phone. This is the army.
Sarge, High Five Casino is a social casino. It's on your phone. Goes wherever you go. I win free spins, cash, prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. I won again.
Platoon, present cell phone. High Five.
High Five.
Casino.
Casino.
Win at High Five Casino.
.com. High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Rob, we were talking on Shop Talk about the beefs, Shannon versus Shaq and Kendrick versus Drake and so on and so forth. And I said, there's one out there that we're missing. And this was it. Austin Rivers versus James Jones. And it really was kind of, at least initially, Austin Rivers versus the entire NFL. But here's what Austin said to get himself in, I guess, hot water.
We got to get you outside of that football lane, man. Where the guaranteed contracts are, where the best athletes in the world are, that's us. I could take 30 players right now in the NBA and throw them in the NFL. You cannot take 30 NFL players and put them in the NBA.
Whoa. It's because you're only allowed five on the court. Let's all relax.
It's because you get a break every play. All you got to do is catch the ball and run north or south.
Listen, our sport.
It ain't complex.
I mean, look, we talked about this, right? Austin overstated. And look, they're in a argument or, you know, just excited conversation. He probably didn't mean 30 literally, but it's probably more like between 5 and 10, Rob, that could play in the NFL, like now that you could take and put him in the NFL. But that sparked, obviously, NFL players didn't like it. And Rob G, take it from here, because it's been back and forth with several guys, but mostly James Jones, our own FS1 Fox Sports colleague James Jones.
Yeah, you've had Chris
Packers,
Chris Long, J.J. Watt, Jeff Schwartz, the weekend guy here, all going. George Reiser got involved in it. But the one who's been the most vocal has been FS1's James Jones, former Packers wide receiver. So he first took really offense to it when the audio first came out. And he was saying something to the effect of, Austin needs to put more respect on our sport. It's not an easy game. If you would have came out there, you would have quit immediately because you would have got broke. And talk about how soft NBA players are. Austin Rivers responded, saying he didn't like that, saying I never heard of you, talking about I barely made the NBA, but I was a lottery pick. Like, what are you saying? Then James Jones felt like he dropped the hammer because he suggested that Austin Rivers was a bust.
He didn't suggest
it. While saying it, Austin Rivers is a bust. You average 9 points a game, 2 rebounds, 2 assists, only because your dad, when you were taken in the lottery,
here we go.
Says, I'm not going to go back and forth with you. If I was 6'4", 200, maybe you should have tried football. You might have had a better career. And then Austin Rivers came over on the top rope. And today he said, I'm not talking about it anymore. But if we want to talk numbers, let's talk about the $57 million I made in my career. Then you made 17, and I made more than that in one season. So it's been going on all week. I think this is the end of it, but that's the gist of it. Your thoughts?
What you think, Rob?
I feel bad for people that this is what – I mean, I just don't understand, like, people people need, I guess, feel like they need something to be worked up about. So what if he thinks that there's, and Chris, you could have a conversation about it, but now you get all personal. I don't understand that part of it. You want to have a debate or have a conversation. When you get into name, we talk about, it's the lowest common denominator when you get into name calling and all kinds of other situations. That's when I turn off. Like, if you want to have a debate and if Austin Rivers laid out, Chris, well, let me name a couple players who play basketball and not football in college, and they wind up being pro football Hall of Famers or what, you know, whatever it is.
Right.
And then the other comeback is, well, what about, so like there could be an argument or a conversation, but to go like gutter and foul right away, that's when I tune out. I'm not interested in that stuff, and I know a lot of people are into it. I talked about it before, lowest common denominator, Chris, and people are into that stuff. I'm just not, and maybe I'm just too old. That stuff doesn't do anything for me.
No, people are into it. It's entertaining for a lot of people, and I agree. Like, debates are fine. Back and forths are fine, but even, like I said, with Kendrick and Drake, I mean, it just devolved into such just – dark name calling, right, accusations.
Chris,
that
call somebody,
I don't know how founded they are. Right,
a pedophile. Like,
right, you better
really
have receipts with that.
Come
and Drake
on,
says
man.
Some stuff he need receipts for too. Like, you know, and so yeah, I agree. And this, look, I get why NFL players were offended, because it does. I mean, if somebody said, you know, a lot of these NFL guys could go to the NBA and play well, the NBA players would be offended. You know, that's your profession, man. You're one of only a handful that got to that level, and you know how hard it is, and you know how much harder the NFL is physically, at least, you know, as far as the collisions, the hits and stuff like that, than the NBA. So I get why they're upset, but I think you make a good point that, you know, you want to just keep it on the credentials. And I mean, James called him a butt. He went at his credentials, you know, and I do think, Rob, in fairness, if somebody just said, I mean, you get upset with athletes that jump in the media. Because you're like, look, I know what it took to get to where we're at and be journalists.
No,
so
I don't have a problem with people being analysts. I'm talking about when they prop them up and act like they're reporters or that.
Well,
that's my
okay,
only.
But
that's my,
similar.
That's my
no,
only
that's
issue.
That's really no different.
That's my only
than,
issue.
Than
I don't
an NFL player being upset because Austin Rivers said, "Man, we could take 30 of these cats."
But
at
least he has some examples. I that's all I'm saying is, like, his is not that. Antonio Gates is probably, who's the other player we talked about earlier, Rob?
Well, the other ones played a little. Gonzalez,
Jimmy Graham,
Julius Peppers,
yeah,
Jimmy Graham. Most of them played in college, both sports, football and basketball. So, but still, I mean, I do think there are NBA guys that could play in the NFL. I think you could take some, and you gave them a training camp, maybe a year to get ready, and they would be able to do it. But I also think for NFL players, I don't think you could just take – I don't know if you could take hardly any, if any, NFL players, and they could play in the NBA, like, with a year of training or something like that. But I do think there are NFL players that, had they chosen basketball – instead of football when they went to college, that I think there might be some that could have made the NBA. Because, Rob, you know, I mean, Deion Sanders was a fantastic basketball player as well as baseball and football in high school. A lot of these dudes were high school basketball stars. Greg Jennings, our own Greg Jennings, on our show all the time. Rob, he got recruited by Michigan State to play basketball. So, like, Greg was a great player in Michigan where they got hoopers.
Ephraim played basketball, too.
Ephraim
right?
played basketball in college. So
doesn't mean that they were going to make it to the NBA. A lot of guys, but back then, Chris, a lot of good athletes played multiple sports. It doesn't mean
right.
that they were going to be – and they, for the most part, people pick, you know, sports because they know what they're really best in. It's funny. I told you that, you know, or their size or whatever. You can look
or
at some players.
What they think is easier to make it to the league.
You know, I think I told the story before about David Justice went to college as on a basket to play basketball. Right. And they ran him, Chris. They were doing the drills and all that. He didn't want to do them. And he went and he saw the baseball team over there playing and just decided to go out for the team.
And drinking beer in the dugout.
You know what I mean? But he made it to the major league because the scout was at a game where he hit two home runs out of the ballpark, Chris, and that was it.
Right.
That really is all. He said that's how he got a baseball
They're fantastic
career.
Athletes. And so, you know, a lot of them could – you know, maybe play a different sport. But yeah, it's interesting because the beef is definitely in the air. I don't know what's going on, Rob. I mean, you and I have a show based on beef, the Odd Couple, based on debating and going at it, and we don't go at it like these dudes are like, you know what I mean?
No, and it's so personal. I just like, isn't it, Chris? It just seemed like it's real personal.
Well,
people,
we can get on a high horse maybe individually, but look, we see two journalists. One of us is a great friend of ours, Stephen A. And one, another
I didn't like
we've
that
worked
either.
With him and Whitlock,
right.
Really. Yeah,
I didn't
I
like
mean,
that either. I mean, I'm gonna be.
Nah,
it
got ugly.
I didn't like that either.
Yeah, I agree. Because I don't generally like. I don't see it as my place to, I mean, get in beefs with other reporters.
If you want to have a conversation privately or you want to yell at each other on the phone for 5 minutes, you know what I mean? But
right.
The public part of it, I guess, is what I have an issue with.
Because at the end of the day, Rob, you're entertaining people. You're just entertaining. And I don't mean like in a good way necessarily.
No, right? People
it's
love
like
that stuff, Chris.
Yeah, yeah. It's like people are, and sometimes people are laughing at you. Sometimes people think it's ridiculous, but it's entertaining, you know? And so, you know, but I think ultimately what I'm saying is I think it would be easier for some of these NBA players, just a few, to move to the NFL. I think of Anthony Edwards. I think LeBron, Rob, I think LeBron would have been a Hall of Fame football player had he chosen to go to the NFL because he was phenomenal in high school in Ohio. Well, Ohio is a football state. Ohio is not a basketball state. It's amazing that LeBron came from Ohio because it's not like one of the basketball hotbeds. But it is a football state. It is a hotbed football state, top probably 7 in the country as far as states and high school football. And so for him to be dominant, and I know the school he went to, they were dominant football school and basketball, but more so football. And he was great. So I think he, with his speed, his size, he is one I think would have been a like Hall of Fame tight end or something like that.
High Five Casino. High Five Casino is a social casino with real prizes and big Vegas hits at highfivecasino.com. The hottest games right from Vegas and all winnings go straight to your bank account. Hundreds of exclusive games, free daily rewards, and come back to get free coins every 4 hours. Only at highfivecasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details at highthenumber5casino.com.
High Five Casino.
Delve into the visceral world of hip-hop with the Gangsta Chronicles. Hosted by MC8 and Big Steel, every Thursday,
y'all already know.
A podcast that aims to unravel the intricate tapestry of one of music's most influential and misunderstood subgenres, gangster rap.
Let's go.
Gangsta Chronicles unpacks the evolution of this uniquely American art form, offering listeners a comprehensive understanding of the significance this genre holds. Listen to the Gangsta Chronicles on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of On Purpose. This week, I talked to Tiffany Haddish in a hilarious, deep, thoughtful interview where we dive into family trauma, grief, sobriety, love, and dating.
I got a big heart, and I'm very forgiving, but, like, don't abuse it. It's been abused enough.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts. Trust me. You won't want to miss this one.